RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We're here on the Flight by Yingling Locker Room Show. The Saints getting a fourth straight victory, winning over the Titans 34-26 in Tennessee. Saints now 6-10 on the season. We're going to go check back in at Nissan Stadium in Tennessee. Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister has an injury rundown for us. What you got, Deuce?
Yeah, a couple guys that left the game. One was able to return to the game. Jack Stoll, he was not able to return to the game early in the game. Rolled up his ankle, got it, was able, Jonathan Bullard, number 98, and another one that did not, or Michael Davis was the other guy that left and was not able to return. You know, I was be intrigued to hear what the decision was with DeMario Davis there late on that last series. Didn't have a helmet at all, was on the sideline, and so be intriguing to hear what happened there. But, hey, man, big-time win by the Saints, and, you know, hopefully they can get a couple guys back healthy to be able to go out the right way next week in Atlanta.
Yeah, really impressive stuff, dudes. The team, the black and gold, went into the locker room down 20-10 at the half. They felt sluggish at the start of things. You saw Cam Ward on the Titans kind of starting to find a rhythm. You were a little concerned. But, man, what did you feel like changed, flipped the script coming out in the second half to outscore them 24-6 after halftime?
Well, I think it was just from a focus standpoint. I mean, that's a lot of times what this team has. I mean, even two of the touchdowns that they gave up, the Saints, you know, the fourth down play, you were changing personnels and you didn't get the call on the back end, and so they run tight end leak on you. On another one that they hit you with, that you tried to run a combination as far as Riley and Alante Taylor, and, you know, they both stayed with the inside guy, and so now, you know, you do a poor job of passing things off or at least communicating and understanding what you wanted to do offensively. You get down there right, and I think it was high red zone on the big Kevin Austin play, and you end up missing a 43-yard field goal. And so, you know, I think it was just a miscommunication there with what Austin and Shuck on the deep throw. But, I mean, it was just – it's the little things. If they can figure out a way to clean up the little things, you know, pretty much every possession in that second half almost you score on. I mean, you had to fumble outside of that. I mean, you did exactly what you wanted to do, you know, and you had the fourth down, the play right there before you had to punt, you know, where you take a couple of shots right before the two-minute warning. But, you know, second half, they've made some adjustments and they've played well. And so that's what you need to see earlier in the game. I mean, you've shown that you're too talented of a group to only have scored 29 points in the first quarter. I mean, the focus has to be a lot better. You got to understand how and what it takes to start games, because if you don't, you put yourself in a bad situation where you're not in the game or you don't have enough to come back to win a game.
But before I get into QB play, dudes, I want to ask you about just Chase Young and what he did to that stadium after that strip sack score. It seemed to suck a little bit of the life out of the fan base that was there, and I just want to know how much that demoralizes an opposing sideline.
Well, it definitely demoralized them, I mean, because you've played well. Defensively, you know, they had kind of shocked the Saints, and, you know, you were having trouble blocking that front, you know, that front four that they have. And so for the Saints to be able to get seven in that manner, man, that's one where it's like you give up a quick points. And so for him to be able to rush and to be that talented and balanced, to be able to strip the ball in my rush and still be able to scoop it and score, ball didn't even hit the ground. I mean, he literally debos it and takes it away. And, you know, that speaks of the talent that he has. And, you know, he was a menace and a nuance to that offensive line pretty much all day.
We see now rookie Tyler Shuck stacking some wins with the team, and now 5-3 as the starting QB of the Black and Gold. Took some hits today, stood tall in the pocket, delivered some strikes. What are you seeing in his composure and how he's starting to own this offense?
Well, he has the composure. I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, just being able to understand and know what throws I want, being able to check a couple of times. You know, he understands and knows where he wants to go with the football, and it's, you know, you didn't have it as fast offensively, you know, like we've seen them be able to do in the past. But, I mean, I think the biggest thing, though, is taking care of the football. You know, you had the fumble where you were able to kind of recover it, but, you know, some of that because of who you're playing and understanding that they can win early as far as that defensive line. And so, you know, he sat in there, like you said, there are a couple plays where he takes some shots, but he gets right back up and he goes out there and, you know, he throws and distributes the football and gets him into the next, get on to the next play.
And Deuce, I got a last one to ask you about running back, of course. Audric Estime, quite a performance today, was really able to grind the clock out at the end for this team. And just what did you make of his physicality? It was really impressive to see his outing where the Saints needed it most.
I mean, I think the biggest thing is you talk about a mass unit being able to go out there and handle their business. And so, you know, you look at the guys that are getting the carries now for the Saints. You know, Taysom lined up a couple times back there, but it's been just two guys that just want the opportunity. They want to be able to prove and show that they can play in the NFL and breaking tackles, taking care of the football, you know, just going the right way, even if I don't block cleanly. I think there was a good pass off of an ET with your tackles. And so, you know, just a really, really good job, and, you know, just taking advantage of opportunity. That's exactly what it is, and that's what it's about. And you're getting it, man. You're just thankful for it. And, you know, you just say, hey, you know, I want a chance to be able to make this team long term, not just the interim, if that makes sense.
Deuce, great game from the Saints. Great call from you guys today. Looking forward to the regular season finale in Atlanta next week. Thanks so much for the time, man.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Saints getting a 34-26 victory in Tennessee. Black and Gold now 6-10 on the season and riding a four-game win streak into the season finale, like I just mentioned to Deuce, in Atlanta against the Falcons.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.